Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
So it is Wednesday, and we're back on the air continuing our discussion on restless spirits and, of course, taking your calls for readings on the air. Callers that are in the queue, we get to your calls about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins. But if you'd like to speak with us, we do ask that you press 1 on your handset so we know that you want a reading. 902 and 425-223. 425-223. We have 2 425 callers today. You have not pressed 1, 902 and 425-223. If you'd like to speak with us, please do so. Want to let you know, before we get started on our discussion, how to stay connected with us, we would love it if you would follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can do so by clicking on the follow button under our profile name, Neil Baker Psychic Hour, and you may join us on Facebook and Twitter, which are also linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And we'll be getting to our callers soon. But first, Neil, where did we leave off on Monday? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself.
This always happens.
I'll say one thing, you know, the restless spirits, I'm glad they're restless. They keep me in business. They need mediums, and they need psychics, and they need channelers, because if a restless spirit is trying to connect to living human beings on the planet, they come in through dreams, that's true, and sometimes a person can receive a message if they're lucky and they're intuitive enough. Other times they just sort of touch, knock things over, flick the lights, do different things. But all of that is kind of nonsensical, because you're really looking for the direct communication, the direct message. A lot of restless spirits, they found that when they died in the physical body, that the elements that they left in their lifetime are so compelling and so dramatic that they feel like the attitude of moving forward is not possible until they've cleared something up. They want to, their mission is to kind of clear things up. So a lot of times they try to do that through psychics such as myself or others out there that have that ability, because they want to be released. And the release factor is forgiveness. Understanding, forgiveness, they can move on. So that they're kind of dependent on living human beings for that purpose. Other times they're stuck because, why are they stuck? Well, they're stuck also because
they left before their life was. So a lot of times these lost souls, even if they connect with someone on the earth plane and are able to resolve something, they are stuck, unfortunately, till their natural life would have been over.
Yeah. A lot of the suicides, I went to Suicide Bridge and I think it's around Pasadena, I forget where it is. Did some filming there. And there were spirits that were still in the astral realm, they still occupied the shape and look of their earthly body. And they were just sitting on the bridge. And I walked by, and it was weird. I mean, you know, there were a couple of them. That bridge is filled with a suicide, a successful, unfortunately, suicide attempts. And a lot of times they are just kind of stuck there. They're stuck there until their natural life would have been over. Then there's attending angels that come and take them, and they go into their next, you know, their.
So I know that you've dealt with clients that have had premature deaths of family members or friends, and you can assist these spirits in some way with their journey or their eventual journey to the astral realm, but oftentimes they are on the earth plane.
They're in the astral realm.
They're in the astral realm on the earth plane, but I'm talking about, you know, moving beyond the earth plane.
A lot of spirits do occupy the astral realm, and they don't have a problem with it. There's not a problem. They're just in that realm. It's kind of a highway of energy. There's lots of occupants there. I was just talking to a client, and in the astral realm, I saw a sleeping bear that talked to me and gave me accurate information. So there's even animals forms
in the astral realm.
There's all kinds of things in there that it's very bizarre. And they're not all restless. Now, because some of them are there in some form of composure that is more peaceful and tranquil, but totally not transcendent. The astral realm doesn't really hold a transcendent plane. It's an intermediate energy plane. But now the restless ones, that's what our topic is. Those are the people that really did not leave the planet in good shape. So a lot of times when we say, the funerals, and they, he's up in heaven, she's up in heaven now, she's resting. Look, not all the case. Sorry. The reason is because I've seen them talk with them, and it's just not always the case. However, that does happen. But when we're talking about these restless spirits, if anyone's interested, there is a way to communicate with them. There was a way to help them move
to a higher realm of the astral plane. But my question to you is, when you know that that spirit is earthbound on the astral plane until their natural life would have expired, what do you do when you're dealing with such a spirit to kind of ease that
decision
of being stuck?
They like the energy of company. So
they're attracted to human energy because they're on the earth.
They like the element there.
Astral.
I mean, they interconnect with other entities and spirits and forms in that realm. But if they can find a human being that they can talk to and have a decent dialogue with, that can happen. A lot of them will come to me and say, I'm setting up a reading and I'm beginning to call.
Really?
And then the person will call me and. And when they do, I'll say, gee, did somebody pass over, blah, 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 and we go on from there. Because some of them have, they have a certain ability to activate things in the physical realm. So they start to use their energy and their pressure to talk to people and say, you got to do this, you got to do that. And they'll try to influence as much as they can. The movie The Sixth Sense, and believe it or not, the movie The Ghost, are two popular Hollywood films that I thought, there's some truth here that were from my experiences. So those are two movies that lend some truth. It's Hollywood, but it still lends some accurate bearing to what it's like when you cross over and you're stuck.
Right. So a lot of these earthbound spirits will connect to people that they weren't connected to in their natural life. So sometimes the spirit will come from the land, like, if it's an ancient Indian grounds that you live on, you buy a house, and then you've got a spirit that is, in your environment. Mm-hmm. That kind of energy where you're not connected to the spirit that's...
Well, what's interesting is that sometimes you are, because the living human being has a past life.
Oh, really?
Way in the past.
Interesting.
And so the entity that is still transfixed or stuck can feel the living human vibration of something that it knew and will go over towards it. So the vibration of a human being is very attractive. It's like the migration of animals when they go to areas because there's water there, there's a certain food there. Look at the migration of butterflies and it's in the natural world, isn't it? That our natural animals and creatures will migrate to a certain location. Even human beings will migrate to a certain location. Spirits will migrate toward and be attracted to certain locations or people. And it's not, you know, it's strange. It's not difficult for a spirit to pick up a single vibration from a person thousands of miles away and be there in a flash of time. They pick up the signal. It's really seen them do that, and they just are there because of the connection is so strong. The sense of distance is so different in the astral plane. So traveling from China to United States, nothing.
Right.
It's a second.
Well, you know, in the case of there being a quote-unquote haunting in a home, and it's not, you know, like someone's mother that has died that is lingering because there's an unresolved conflict that needs to be mediated by a psychic. In the case that it's more maybe someone from a past life, like you said, or someone that's not directly connected to an individual and is experiencing a haunting, what do you recommend people do to get rid of these types of spirits or to clear their home? Because I know a lot of times we'll hear, you know, there's that people use sage, you know, salt around the house, that they're using physical objects to try to clear the space. And really, I mean, we know that these methods are not effective in dealing with
not
clearing.
Usually,
I mean,
not
it's
usually.
Rare.
I mean, it may be, keep your fingers crossed, maybe, but not usually. The removal of an energy is much more intense than that.
Right. So when it's not like, you know, like we said, there are the case where the spirit is earthbound for the rest of their natural life, then they're going to be earthbound because they're going to be in that plane until their natural life is expired. Two, there's an unresolved conflict that can be resolved and they might be able to move out of the mm-hmm. stuck space. And the third, there's no real resolution that can be made between the soul and an individual. There's a different mm-hmm. approach that needs
there's
to be taken.
And then there's curses, and then there's multiple sequences of time that the spirit goes through, and so they aren't released when their natural life is over.
Oh yeah.
And they're stuck there.
They're stuck.
You know, it's all a great vast experiment. There isn't one way. You don't go. I don't go and say, hey, go towards the light, or
right.
I don't say, oh, you're forgiven. It you have to look at the individual energy, and you just don't know until you get there what you're dealing with and how to extract it. So it takes a certain amount of strategy, logic, but we're applying the attitude of logic in the astral realm. How does help a spirit move? I mean, mm-hmm. it seems like it would be the other way around. And there is a certain human quality that we have, that when there's a bond of love and compassion and involvement, that becomes an energy. And the energy that we extend to souls that are caught can actually help that soul move forward. That's what I found somewhat gratifying about the plot line of Ghost. There was an interaction in that movie. When you take away all the phony stuff, there was an interaction in that movie that was very real, that was significant, as there was in that other movie, The Sixth Sense. So I have found that I enough to see that from interacting with a restless spirit, I've seen them be released. There was also a new movie called The Canterville Ghost, more in the ancient time of movies, Charles Laughton, that was somewhat in its own Hollywood trappings, it had an element of truth in it. And so you can be cursed and be released from a curse. That spirit had to go through an act of heroism. And it was kind of trite and contrived. But I've seen spirits move out of their element and go into a higher realm through what we would consider to be a human action, because it's all about energy anyway. So it's very interesting.
It is interesting, Neil. Do you want to get to our callers?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Maybe we can talk a little bit more later. I'm sleepy today. Are you feeling like we're a little low energy?
You know, sleepy was one of my favorite chords.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought happy was.
Happy was, but I connected to dopey. I thought I was dopey when I was a kid.
It's all the heroin.
Yeah.
Okay. 951. Nathaniel.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How is it going? We can't hear you that well. Can you talk right into your... I don't know what's going on with the sound. Can you hear us? 5157.
Yes, I can.
Good. That was projected well. What's going on? What's your question, Nathaniel?
Well, I sold my car, and that seemed to go okay. I wanted to see if you see me getting a new car or moving before that.
Oh, good. That all worked out. I'm glad.
Yeah, it's been about a week now.
Good.
Yeah, you sold your car.
Yeah, to that place I told him about.
Yeah, and you got a pretty good price for it.
Decent for what it was.
Well, you see, now it's a new chapter, Nathaniel. Now the idea is the car is to be contingent on the job, so to speak. So what if I were you, I would start to talk to the universe about, hey, I want a job. I'm really committed. Let's get this ball rolling, and I need a car with a job. So let's get this movement going and get on to the next chapter of my life. I can't afford to stagnate. I would start to work with that energy first. I'd probably, if I were you, talk to my guide about it. And really, when you do dialogue like this, mean it in your heart, that you're really ready for your next chapter. Then I think the car is going to come, and it could come rather soon. So I would start on it right away. I think what I'm going to do with you, Nathaniel, is I'm going to put a vibrant color of yellow around you. The yellow energy of the stomach is also concerned with willpower and assertion. So I'm going to do that as a visual aid and a cosmic astral aid for you, and get back to us as you did with, you know, selling your car. You got good news. Get back to us. Follow my advice. Get back to us. I'll put yellow around you, and let's see what comes of it in a couple of days.
Sweet. Hey, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Nathaniel. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay. Caller from 425. What were you going to say, Neil?
I wasn't was going to say something.
I thought you were. I'm sorry. I heard you. Speak.
No, I'm okay.
Hi. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Denny.
Oh, hi, Denny.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm 76 or 26, I remember. I don't know. Denny,
you
there?
Guys hear me? Yeah, you guys kind of breaking
up. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. 425, is it? 76 or 426? I can't remember.
426.
76. 76. All right. And he said...
Okay, can you guys hear me okay now? I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys.
There's...
Yes?
Really?
I don't know if it's a phone, though, because Daniel, you're fine. So, let's see.
Hello?
Denny? Okay, callers. Let's see if this works. I've dialed in as a guest. I'm going to bring on 301. 301, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
So
nice
sorry about the technical problems.
Oh, that's okay. Mercury retrograde tomorrow. So.
Well, I don't know if this is the show to talk about astrology, but that's okay. What's your name?
My name is
Could you speak up, because we're having a real problem with the sound today.
Sure. My name is Matt.
Hi, Matt. What's your birth date and location? Talk right into the receiver. Do you see how low the volume is on this, too?
Sure. Is that better?
That's much better.
Yeah, my birthday is 3/23/84, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm calling actually.
Go ahead.
I'm calling to ask about a move. I've been feeling the urge to move for a while, and I'm trying to figure out, part of me really would like to travel abroad, and part of me is thinking I should stay in the U.S., and I'm kind of asking, where should I go? if I could have any insight into that and when.
Okay.
Well, you're...
He's a 33, right?
Yeah, and he's 31 years old. So you made a change, Matt, about a year ago, but your wanderlust and your feeling of wanting to travel is appropriate, because you need to you made a change about a year ago. Was there any abrupt change in your age of 30? Was there a job change, a relationship breakup, anything in that zone?
You know, I can't necessarily say it at 30 there was, but I feel after that. I recently, over the summer, I quit a job that I had for 3 years. And I'm kind of in the process of dismantling my life where I am now. And I'm kind of, that's kind of why I'm asking about moving. So, yeah.
Well, your job of 3 years, your master number is 3. That's your master number of your life. And so you had a job for 3 years. And you're sort of moving out. You're getting rid of energies that are helping you, are going to then thereby help you to move now. You're actually going from the age of 30 to 33, where this all of these next major events are going to happen. So one other thing I would say to you to do, Matt, is there's one piece of baggage that I feel you need to let go of to help your journey and the way you're going to be going a little bit easier on you. So there's one baggage element. It might have extended back even from the age of 27. It feels like, and I know I'm taking you to an area where you may not immediately be connecting to, but around the age of 27, was there a relationship from the age of 27 onward? Was there a relationship that got broken up?
I wouldn't say a major, like not a romantic relationship, but I would definitely say my relationship with my parents has been definitely under evaluation for a while.
Okay.
I don't know if that could be
it. That's fine. That's where it is. Is the relationship with your parents have anything to do with your own identity? Is there a confusion or conflict regarding that topic?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And where
okay.
I'm going.
So I'm,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting the picture. So what I think you need to, Well, you need to move forward with or without their approval. So that element of trying to convince them or gain their approval, it can be problematic to the journey you're going to go on. I do feel you got to let go of that, and you just got to say, look, this is who I am, this is what I am. It may not meet your standards or your beliefs or your convictions, but this is me. I'm your son, and take it or leave it. I don't think see what I'm saying? So I don't think you need to necessarily carry that in your brain like there's something unresolved. It's resolved. You are who you are. It's up to them to accept it or not, but you're resolved.
Right.
You're clear,
and you claim who and what you are. So I would say to get more into the pattern of that thought and internalize it deeper. I do see somewhat of a journey at some point in Europe for you. So the journey to Europe is going to move you there. You know, you don't have to go there immediately, but somewhere, Matt, there's an aspect in Europe. Somewhere you're going to make some brief stop in Italy. And I don't know, have you ever been to Italy?
No, I've only been to Europe once, and I've never been to Western Europe.
Do you have any inkling to be attracted to Italy? Anything there?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, definitely, definitely. You gave me two of them. Okay, so, yeah, there's a little bit of that, Matt, and I think that in your journey, that's going to be happening. You're going to be touching base with Italy. There's going to be some encounter there, and I think your assessment of it will be, I can see why I had to go. That was, you know, and I don't know to what intensity, but there's going to be a little bit of Italy in your journey. So those are the two things I want to share with you today, because we have so many callers. But resolve your issues, claim who you are, don't worry about anybody else's opinion of you, move forward, and try to get over to Italy.
Wow, that was more than I expected. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Matt. You're welcome. And if you follow our show, we would love that as well. You can do that by clicking on the follow button, of course, and you can join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks again.
Thanks.
Okay. So Jenny is back, and everybody in the queue, I want to let you know you'll be getting a reading, so just hold your place in line. Okay. So he's 37, 36. Hi.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good talking to you guys again.
Yeah.
I'm calling in today. We kind of need a little bit of guidance here because we, our lease was up in a place that we were living, and we are just having a heck of a time finding another home. And we kind of end up living here in hotels, and we're running out of money. We're running out of time. And we just because of our, we have bad credit, and we're having a hard time, and we've never had this kind of problem before. And we're just at a loss as to what to do.
I'm picking up a woman. She seems to be a single woman. She's older, and she's going to be letting you stay at her place. She's out there. I'm trying to manifest energy, Denny, to bring her in, but she's out there. So I see a vision of her. She's an older woman. She's kind of small, and she's willing to give you guys a place. I don't know, if there's complications in how you qualify or whatever it is, but maybe there's a karmic connection ultimately between the two of you. But I'm seeing a woman. I guess I'm right. I'm hoping I'm right, but I'm seeing a woman that is ultimately going to give you a place. Now, I'm going to tell you something else that's bizarre. I think that there's a karma blocking you. And you know what, Denny? This is going to sound wacky, but it comes from a past life spider bite. Now, having said that, which sounds crazy, to either you or Courtney, have there been any spider bite episodes that you know of in your life? Anything with spiders?
I mean, nothing major. I've had spider bites before, but nothing major that's caused anything.
Are there any tattoos with spiders? Spiders.
Well, the kids, would that be?
It could be. There's a spider element. Spider element. Spider
okay, you know what? I just recently got a job
as an exterminator. I don't know if that's what you're picking up on.
Oh, yeah.
You got a job as an exterminator?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, boy. Oh, this is problematic. I don't want to disturb your livelihood and what you're doing and making money, but the spider bite is either warning me about the job you're doing, or this extends back. The reason you got this job is because of some attitude or energy in a previous life where you and the spider had it out.
Okay.
You know, spider bites can kill us, but you got to remember, you're talking, I'm a vegetarian, and I save spiders. I don't kill spiders. Kristen and I will save them. We get them in a jar, and we save them, and we put them outside. We don't kill them.
Ironically enough, that's how I've always been at my home, too.
What are you
saying? He's the same way in his home.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, the need of probably employment that's caused.
I can understand. I mean, there's a need for exterminators, you know, termites and all that kind of thing. And my nephew does this kind of work. So it's not the kind of job I would choose, but there's a need for it. And I've been often employed exterminators to take care of.
He might be employing an exterminator for something.
But basically, I don't come from that place, and I think that that's where the issue is. So I don't know. It would take some kind of further energy. Maybe there's a sort of peace you have to make with the spiders in your job. I don't know. But there's something that I'm attaching to, Denny, that I think is on the ball here. Because once that's released, you're going to get a place.
What about a cosigner? I mean, I know that's a practical. Is there a cosigner that you guys can get? You said there was bad credit.
Yeah, no, we've explored that. That's kind of hard to get to.
Yeah, and sometimes people won't even accept that, but, you know.
Right, sometimes
they don't. Well, you know what? You need this job, right? This is an important job for you right now.
The job is about money. Yeah, that's all it is. It's a job about money.
Okay.
That's why I took it.
Okay, Denny. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a guy to excuse the karma of what you're doing and get this woman to come in that's going to rent you a place, and everything will be okay. I'm putting it out as a psychic request because it's the most immediate thing I think I could do as an experiment, and let's just see what happens. But do your best to talk to the universe and say, you know, forgive me for the kind of work I'm doing. It's necessary. And I don't know, say something, improv. Keep your job, and let's see if we can bring this woman in. We'll see what happens, Denny.
All right.
Okay, any suggestions as to what we do in the meantime, spiritually, where, you know?
Well, I mean, to me, there's a spiritual element behind the work you're doing. And you've got to blend spirituality, if you will, into your job as an exterminator. You got to put an aspect of consciousness in there. So you need to do that, Denny. You know, you need to be creative and think of how you can do your job and still killing things remain spiritual. You got to think of that. And then continue to look, but be on the lookout for a single woman with a home. There seems to be two-story. There's at least a two-story structure, and kind of go with that right now. Keep looking, but look for that single woman.
Okay.
All right, keep us posted.
Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, good luck. Okay. So 902 is next, 813 follows, and then 914. We've got about 20 minutes, you know. Hi there, 902.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
This is Chelsea.
Chelsea. And Chelsea, where are you calling from, and what is your birthday, please?
I'm calling from Nova Scotia, And my birthday is April 3rd, 1986.
What is it?
April 3rd, 86. 4/3/86. What's your question?
I just had a question about career. What you see for career for me?
What I see for career for you? What I see for career for you? I want to ask you something.
He's going to be an exterminator.
Yeah, come in. Yeah. Chelsea, when was the last time you were in a hair salon, had your hair done or haircut, or when was the last time you were there?
Probably like 6 months ago or so.
How long ago?
Maybe 6 months.
Are you needing a haircut? Are you thinking about it?
I just did my hair the other day. I just dyed it the other day, but I got my
sister
to do it.
You dyed your hair the other day? Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's crazy, but I'm picking up on you doing something with your hair. So what I'm picking up on is you dyeing your hair the other day. Now I got to go from there. I got to travel all the way over to Creer. Have you ever worked, have you ever done any, in your whole life, have you ever done any office work?
I worked for a bank before. I left my job last January. I was working for a bank in an office.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to scoot the office work into the bank category. So you were working for a bank, and what did you do? Just get laid off, or you what?
No, I left to do more spiritual things. I went to Peru for a few weeks, and I've just been writing and doing spiritual stuff.
But you're not making – so in the career aspect, and you're born in 86, which puts you at
17.
Oh, you're still in karma, and you're in a rough year right now of karma. So that's why I got a problem here. You know, I'm all for promoting spiritual work and writing and getting into that. I think you should do that. And maybe you can develop that into a career, but that's going to take time. And you're what, you need immediate paychecks right now to survive? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Well, with your energy, 7/17, you're 31/4. Your ultimate energy, Chelsea. I mean, you're 29 now. But I'll tell you something, your ultimate energy is to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay, so, you sound a little bit hesitant, a little bit shy. You don't sound like you have a lot of assurance, at least right now as I'm listening to your voice. But here's what I'm saying to you and your higher self. You're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be a teacher. You're supposed to be a teacher. How far did you go in school?
I have 3 years of my science degree.
Did you ever, not that you would become one, but did you ever imagine yourself being a teacher?
I know that I'm meant to be a teacher, but I don't think it's like an academic teacher.
No, it isn't. But you're meant to be a teacher.
I think it's more of like a spiritual thing.
Okay, good. You're meant to be a teacher, and you know, did you say 3 years of science?
Science.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
and I used to tutor and things like that.
So what I would say, you've got to root together with your higher self, get into the science of the body, meaning the chakra system, the astral
mm-hmm.
system, the esoteric energies, the etheric energies of the body, and start to promote a balance of life between the physical, the mental, the spiritual plane. And start to, you write a little bit, you say, so you've got to write a syllabus or a workbook and start to slowly develop workshops.
Okay.
It's going to take some time, but by the time you're 31, you could be making a living doing this. Struggling before then, but making a living doing it at 31. That's what I'm predicting for you, Chelsea.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thanks.
562-596-7818. And Chelsea can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. She can join us on our social media sites, Facebook and on Twitter. We'd love it if you all did so. Helps us keep the show going. For sure. Okay. 813 is our next, and 914 is our last.
Hello.
Hello, 813. Hi.
Hey. Hi, I'm Angela. I'm calling from Florida.
Okay.
My birthday is October 13th, 1983.
Okay. And what's your question?
I was wondering, I'll be moving, my lease will be up in November, and I was wondering if, you know, I really have no clue what I'm going to do, and I have a boyfriend that I've been seeing, and I'm a single mom for about 8 months, and I'm wondering if there's any future with us, and maybe with the move, or where we might be going, or what, basically, like, anything that you see in the future with me moving.
So, you don't currently live with him, is what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
What?
You're currently living on your own with your child, is that right? And you're wondering
with my children? Mm-hmm. And I have a boyfriend, but my lease will be up in November, and I don't really have no clue, like, if we're going to be moving together or where that move might take us or anything. I have no plans or...
All right. Do you have a quick birth date for the boyfriend?
Yes, it's November. Oh gosh, if you would have asked me, November 19th.
Uh huh. November 19th.
83. Okay. 10, 11, 12. 6 and 8. Yeah. 5. Okay. Let me ask you real quickly, Angela. 26 years old. Approximately 5 years ago, 26 years old. Do you have a child then? What was going on around that
child,
time?
A child, my first child.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I figured. Now, from there, so you're on a karmic journey, and the father of that child, he took off. Was he ever in the military? Any military energy around him?
His dad was. He's deceased.
Uh-huh. The dad's deceased.
But he was in the military.
But he was in the military.
Well, the grandpa, my children's grandpa, the
right,
father,
yeah.
his dad was, yeah, his dad was in the military.
Uh-huh.
But he took off. Their father, my kid's dad took off, yes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. And was there, did the relationship itself last anywhere from 3 to 5 years?
Almost seven.
So I'm looking at 3 to 5.
That was when it was really before it completely, like, kind of took a toll, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so what I'm determining is that the guy you're with now, there's a very good likelihood he's going to be traveling with you. It's not by destiny that he has to leave. Has he expressed any willingness to move with you beyond November?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, I think he probably will. If he's wise, he will. I think the two of you can make a very good couple. And the angels are kind of telling me they would like to see you two work through this. Once you get past November, you're going to be hitting a very cold winter. There's going to be snow.
Okay.
But you know, I'm also in a world of astral visions. Have you ever lived or have you ever stayed in your entire life in a cabin?
No.
How about your boyfriend?
I don't think so. We've never seen snow, neither one of us.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting snow around you. Now, listen, there's two parts to this, Angela. I'm either looking at the two of you in a past life together where you lived in a cabin in the snow. You lived somewhere in the snow in the cabin. So I'm looking at a past life you had with this guy. It's probably what
I've heard that. I've heard that before.
Oh, you have? Yeah. From a medium or a psychic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yes.
Apparently I'm seeing the picture too, and you had a past life with this guy. You lived in a cabin
and it snowed and deers came around and things like that. And so it seems to me kind of like early in the century, you know, maybe the frontier day, something in that zone. Did anyone around you ever own a gun, a musket, firearms, anybody anywhere in your world that had that kind of object?
Not that I'm aware of. In his, yes.
In his, okay. So in his. Well, I think the two of you are going to work through this journey together. The snow, right now, that's past life, but that's helping me get into the zone. I'm seeing three children. How many children do you currently have?
Two. I have two. He has none.
And are you wanting another baby?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to have three children. Would you like to have a baby with him if it works out?
Uh-huh. That's what we were talking. Yeah, we've been talking about it. We both want that.
Okay, so here's my prediction. You're going to have a baby with this guy. You're going to be, he's going to be making the journey with you. You should work hard to stay together. And probably the winter scene is going to turn to something different. So the winter of your discontent is going to turn into a more blissful energy. I see good things happening for the both of you. And just hang in there. So I don't have time to go into the location of where you're going. I haven't figured that one out yet. And the only thing I have time for is the background of what I've covered so far. And there is one person with the letter S. The name starts with the letter S, as in Scarlet, like S. Who is that person around?
My dad's name is Steve. My middle name is Stephanie.
Okay. So that's just helping me feel a sense of validation for the information I've given you so far. As incomplete as it is, there's validation in it.
Okay, Angela. Well.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, our last caller today, Neil, 914. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, how are you? Is it still morning?
It's morning here, probably not there. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
And my name is Victoria, and I'm calling from New York.
Yes, it is definitely in the afternoon.
Yeah, and my birthday is January 18, 1972.
Okay, what's your question, Victoria?
About my finances, if you see them improving.
Okay. Improving finances.
You're a 29-11, too. That's a tough number to work through in life. You have an 11, and you also have an 11 in your first two numbers, but you're born on the 18th, which is great. And 7-2 is a 9. I don't know. First of all, I'm seeing some scenario around the smaller sum of $4,000. Now, does the sum of $4,000 have any connection to you in any room of your consciousness?
I have no idea. Maybe my bank account.
Well, seriously, Victoria, would you maybe think that maybe you had around $4,000 in your bank?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I'm looking at your bank account, and your question was, what was her question?
She's wondering about finances.
Are you currently out of work? Or are you in the midst of a job?
I'm supposed to be starting a job. I'm just waiting for her to get out of the hospital. It's a private job. It's like working with a patient with dementia.
Yeah, okay, so I'm getting it now. So you're currently out of work in the midst of a job coming. Okay, so that's
yes.
What I'm getting, $4,000 in the bank. Do you think, does this job helping this woman, does it command as much as like $2,000 every 2 weeks, $2,000 a week, $2,000 a month?
Yes, yes. It's going to be maybe about that every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was my first thought, $2,000 every 2 weeks. You're going to be okay. You know, you're going to be okay. What I mean by that is, the outlook, the forecast is basically clear weather, not too much to be concerned about. But from there, then my question would be, how do we make your life even better from just being okay? Right now it's okay. It's going to be okay. You're going to have this job. You'll make about, like I said, $2,000 every 2 weeks. And then my attitude would be, how do I get you up higher, maybe double that? That I don't know yet.
My husband makes great money, but our expenses are higher. We spend more, and that worries me. He's working. He has a great job, but our expenses are so high, and it worries me. It worries me a lot. And I put up for sale a four-family building that I own, a four-family apartment building. So I'm hoping that will sell, and I'm hoping.
Yeah, it will. You know, see, the four is important because of the 4,000, the four, the number four. What's your husband's birthday?
6/17/67. And we're not even sure of that date because he was born in Europe and they didn't have him in a hospital.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's hard.
But 6/7, yeah, we don't know. We just don't know.
Yeah.
But the years are interchangeable, perhaps. The years are interchangeable. 7/2 is 72, and 6/7 is 67. They're both compounded people.
The birth dates and the days cross.
The days cross, and the birthday has a strong connection, strong connection, strong connection. Are there any doctors anywhere in the family or anybody who is best in the stock market?
Not that I know, in the stock market that I know of, no, but my sister, she's not a doctor, but she's an occupational therapist. But she's, what is that with the mouth? She's a therapist, and she's looking to open up her own place.
Speech therapist or a? What kind with the mouth? Speech therapist?
It's not speech. I always forget that name. Speech pathologist.
Speech pathologist.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's a doctor.
That's a doctor.
Yeah.
Energy.
Okay. Well, Victoria, your problems are workable. Your concerns are workable. Your expenses are high, and so you're kind of caught in that dilemma, and your husband's working. What kind of work does he do?
He works for the city, for Con Edison. He's a supervisor for electricity.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I don't, you know, I'm not, it's going to be okay. It's the attitude of getting it to a higher place. I think the building's going to sell. Do you have any knack for interior design yourself, just as a hobby?
I love doing it. Enjoy it.
I get it from you. So I'm giving you a pretty good forecast here, but the radio show doesn't provide for the deep details, but as far as I can offer you, we can go through this and figure out where you're going. It's going to get better, but then the question will be to get it to that leap of excellence. That's going to take a little bit more work and a little bit more attention to details, but basically a good progress report.
Okay, Victoria. Well, you're always welcome to call our show again, or you can reach out to Neil directly, 562-596-7818.
Thank you. By the way, one more thing. You say it's four. Everything in my life, that's significant, that happens, it's either with a two or four, since I can remember.
Yeah. Even I'm picking up that number, those numbers around you. So there's reasons for that.
And she's a
master
number two. She said two or four.
Mm-hmm.
So makes sense. Okay. And, of course, Victoria can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook and Twitter. We're off the air, Neil. We're done today. So we appreciate everybody's calls. We're back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific.